When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, standing by now for the Eric Kendricks Show right here on your home of the Cowboys. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, Super Bowl champ. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Your nosebleed brothers are reunited. You have Wolchuk and Schiafalo both in the house today. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com on Twitch and on YouTube. And it's a big Cowboys game this week. Obviously, taking on the in-state Houston Texans there at AT&T Stadium on Monday night. Brian's been previewing on film both the defense and offense of these Houston Texans. There are no secrets anymore. What I wanted to ask is, you know, their passing game, they're getting Nico Collins back. Brian averages 17 yards per catch, 113 per game. We'll get more on that here. Yeah. Maybe coming up in the expressway at 5:20 is joining us now, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper, as Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks. And a good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, you tell us what's been the emphasis this week as you go up against one of the best teams in the AFC. What are you guys working on?
Shoot, playing good defense. I feel like they obviously have a lot of weapons, good run game, good quarterback. Just trying to get our matchups right, you know, get our play set and have a good week of practice.
How about the theme at home? It's, you know, we've been used to the Cowboys being quite successful at home, but not quite this year yet. Can you put your finger on anything that's contributed to that?
No, I feel like it's, you know, it's a collective. Obviously, it's a team sport. But yeah, I'm excited to get that, you know, that first one under the belt.
Now, what do you think? Could you use a little help from the fans here as far as the volume? What do you think about our Cowboys fans? We love them. You know, sometimes we say we're a little bit too polite and quiet down here in Texas. We need to get a little bit more rowdy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we got to give them something to cheer for. You know, we got to make the game fun and interesting, and then everything will be exactly how it should be.
What do you think about playing on Monday Night Football? Does it still have that same aura? Like when I was a kid, it was like Monday night's the primetime night. I feel like some of the better games now, maybe they've flipped to Sunday Night Football. I don't know if that's changed at all for you as a player.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, just there's just certain games, certain feelings, certain atmosphere. Any point of the year. I remember we had a game last year on a Sunday, just a day game in Foxborough, but it was like a rainy game. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even then it just kind of felt like, okay, this is like the football games that I was used to seeing as a kid. So I feel like anytime you can get yourself in that kind of mindset, especially on a Monday night, you got to go for it.
As a veteran of a decade or more, do all games still seem massive? I mean, there's so many people there. It's the NFL. Do you ever get used to it?
No, I feel like every game is important, and obviously, you know, I don't really people realize like how good teams really are, and you know, every team's really, you know, it's really any given Sunday. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there's just those times where you know there's high stakes on the game, and it has that feeling. I can't explain it, but you know, you'd be a fool to not take every game serious.
You mentioned playing in the rain. What's the ideal football weather?
The ideal football weather for me,
yeah.
Honest, the ideal football weather is probably like 50 degrees. Pretty, you know, good, you know, sunny. I feel like between 40 and 50 degrees, you can run all day. You know, you're not really sweating. It's crispy. You know, the air is crispy. It's not, it's cold, but it's not too cold. You know, yeah, I don't know.
It feels like fall. Like that's
it's fall, yeah. Right there. I feel like it feels like, you know, the turkey bowl type thing.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yes. Yeah. So Gavin earlier, I think, gave us the weather report to be like, what, 65 degrees Monday mm-hmm. night? Mm-hmm. What do you think about opening this roof?
The roof opens?
The roof yeah, opens. Right. I know, that's how rare the door opens.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm new here, guys. I don't know anything. You know.
They built it like the old Texas Stadium where they still it can retract and it's open. They just rarely ever open it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that. That'd be sick. Have they ever done it? Have they ever had a game with it open?
They have.
Yeah, a handful.
That'd be cool.
That was interesting.
It looks gorgeous.
Now, speaking of weather and the stadium, what would you think about like 70 degrees? It's almost perfect. You're in the shade, but the sun peeks through in certain spots and just blasts you in your eyes.
It's crazy. There was actually one play where I was, I think Hurts threw it to the sideline, and I kind of just like didn't see it be thrown to the sideline. But I remember, obviously my days in Minnesota, there was times where we would be playing, I don't know, let's say the Cardinals, and it was like the middle of winter, mm-hmm. and I was like, why don't we just open the gates and just make it, even though we have an indoor stadium, why don't we just make it, you know, 25 degrees in here? Like, why don't we just, like, freeze them out? I feel like, you know, you're just always going to, when you're in Miami, you know, it's 110 degrees. When you're in Denver, you know, you have a lot of elevation. You're always dealing with something.
Hey, Eric, how hard was that hit that Overshown ran into you? I mean, to me, I've seen people get hit, and it's like kind of like you were trying to like make the play, and he came flying. You never saw him, did
nah.
you?
Nah. I feel like, you know, I mean, I feel like definitely the hardest hits that I've experienced in my entire football career have always been from players on the defense.
Sure.
It's just inevitable. Some of the biggest hits I've taken have been from my own color. So. It just is what it is. It's part of the game, part of the defense, and
Who is the?
You'd rather have that, honestly.
Yeah,
little friendly fire on mm-hmm. that one. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who would be the teammate that was the biggest culprit. Like Harrison Smith, I could see in the Vikings just coming in and just cleaning up shop and smacking you in the back.
Sendejo is pretty bad. Who? I'm trying to think of some of my worst teammates. Linval. I mean, Linval's got me, and that's a big boy. Dude. Linval has got me so many times. Not only has he stepped on my feet sometimes in the run game, but, you know, you take it as it comes, you know.
It's the Eric Kendrick Show here on The Fan. Now, don't take this one the wrong way, but do you ever feel like, man, as a veteran, I sacrifice so much. I sacrifice too much. I put my body through all this to be losing like this at this stage. What do you think there?
I feel like we all should take a little, you know, we all should feel that a little bit. You know, we work hard. You know, it's more than just working hard. You know, it's you know, the camaraderie we have in the locker room and things like that. But at the same time, you got to string things together in order, you know, in order to win in this league, it's not easy. So, you know, yeah, I feel like that to a certain extent. You know, not feeling sorry for myself. You know, got to get my way out of it. But at the same time, these opportunities. You know, no matter if it's your first year in the league or if it's your 10th year like me. You know, these opportunities are limited. This is a small portion of our life, and we got to take advantage of the opportunity for sure.
You know, Eric, I was talking about Overshown. Did he take you and Maris out for a dinner? Because the way you guys sold that look about him getting home on those blitzes and stuff like that, you guys did a good job of making those Eagle blockers feeling like you guys were going to bring the house on him there.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the reason why I like that when you know a player gets a couple sacks like that, sure. You know, it's like, you never know who's gonna come free, who's gonna get it, and when it's your turn, you take advantage of it. That's a beautiful thing, and you know he made great plays on those. And it's like if it's my turn to show a look and drop out, you know what I mean. So someone else can have success. That's the best part of the game, you know.
Yeah, you guys did a heck of a job with that, man. You got him home a couple of times there, and that's what I'm saying. That disguise and stuff is that can do some damage to an opponent.
Yeah, plus you got his speed, you know, getting through there like that. It's like, you know, that's what you want.
Yeah, Demo, I mean, I think he had like 8 tackles, 2 sacks in the first quarter and 2 minutes or so in that game. Like, he's been unbelievable, but if you could speak to what he means in the locker room a little bit and how he's grown, because, I mean, I saw Buddy Johnson, like every single linebacker ran out on the field to check on him when he went down. It was like a hold your breath moment.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, when you see a guy like that, you know what he's capable of and you know what he brings, you know his attitude and his, you know, his just what he, you know, his effort level and, you know, how much he cares. You know, you only want success with that kind of person. And, you know, Demo's going to be a great linebacker. I feel like, you know, he knows he has a little bit of things to work on, but the sky is the limit. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, his foundation is incredible. You know, I don't want to gas him up too much, but, you know, he's one of the most special linebackers I've ever played with.
Eric Kendricks with us. Were you watching Warriors and Mavericks the other night?
Nope.
Now, we've talked about hoop with you a little bit, haven't we? You're a good basketball player.
Yeah, a good basketball player.
I play basketball, but I don't really watch sports. But what happened?
Oh, it was just a good game. Klay Thompson went back to the Bay Area, and they celebrated him. And
oh, really? Yeah, winning. Yeah. They gave him his flowers for, you know, putting on for them for so long.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a major, major superstar there in Northern California.
I mean, he's a Cali boy. I think he was born and raised in California, right?
Yes. His dad was a Laker.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, you're in your home state, you know, you're playing good basketball, you're winning a couple of rings, especially with one squad, and then you part ways, you know, it could be a little bit bittersweet, but at the same time, that's what life's about. And, you know, anytime you get to go back and smell the flowers, celebrate that, it's pretty cool.
It was cool. So, non-sports fan, but how about boxing? Are you going to be at the fight Friday, AT&T?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I'm thinking about it. It might be a little late for me, though, so we'll see.
You got a bunch of guys on the team going?
I think so. I mean, I think that's what, if I would go, it would be with some of my teammates for some team camaraderie, you know, before the game.
That always looks like the funnest thing to me when you have the guys like at a fight or at another team in town's playoff game or like a WWE event. How are those deals when you get to go out with the buddies and it's on primetime TV and all that?
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, obviously we do a lot between the lines, but, anytime we can, you know, disconnect a little bit, enjoy each other's company, it could lead to improvements on the field even.
So growing up, you know, I grew up in the 80s, Iron Mike, just legend, invincible. Now he's fighting this YouTube star. I don't know if, like, my childhood can handle this, Eric, if he loses.
It's an overload. It's just like, you know, yeah, like, what's going to happen? Like, what do you guys think?
I can't believe Jake Paul is favored, but, you know.
I mean,
58 years old. Do you think the old man can still get it done at 58?
I mean, anybody can get hit in the right spot, but at the same time, I don't know. We'll see, you know, he's favored for a reason, probably. So
yeah, Vegas does know boxing. That's for sure. When it comes to setting those odds, what type of fighting background do you have?
Me, I have a very, very decorated fighting background. I actually grew up with an older brother, so we're 17 months apart, and we fought about every single day of my life until I think our last fight was 4 days before he went to college at Cal, and that was a bloody one. That was a brawl for the ages. That was the last time we fought. I sent him packing the right way, you know.
Let's go.
I lost this one though, okay. But you know. In good spirit, we went to a football game after, and I had to tell everybody I got hit in the face with a football rather than a fist.
Man, my brother is about 2 years older than me too, and that is a sign of pride that I would wear to school. Like if I had actually whooped my brother the night before that.
Oh,
morning.
You know it.
Yeah.
I remember one time I got him clean in the like right between like the nose and the mouth area, and my mom jumped in. And I got a clean hit on him. My mom jumped in, you know, we got separated for a while. It kind of fizzled down. And then the next day he went to school and I was like, hey, you see that? You see my brother's lip? I did that yesterday. You know, that was me. You know, my brother was the top dog at our high school and stuff. So
yeah, he was a big deal too, wasn't he? He went to Cal and played running back.
Yeah, he went to Cal and played linebacker. He played in the league 10 years as well, in 11 years. So, you know, he was definitely top dog at the high school when I did that.
How does that start, Eric? Are you guys like sitting around in the house and just kind of look at each other and then walk outside?
No, it's inside. It's anywhere.
All inside.
It's anywhere, anytime.
Grabbing like foreign objects and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like... So you could throw something at. You know, sometimes it starts with who. You know, give me the remote. You know, it's like, or you just, you know, just someone just getting picked on. Uh-huh. I made a pact at some point in my life, which I think actually altered how I view my life from here on out. Like,
wow.
I made a pact that to myself that if my brother started messing with me at some point, like to like picking on me, bullying me, that I was just gonna swing at his face. So it got to so at first it was just like we would fight, you know, but at one, like I think it was like I was probably, I mean, he was 17 going into college, so I think I was probably like 15. And I was just like, you know what? I'm getting beat up anyway. You know, yeah. I might as well just put up a stand. Like, I've had enough. and it worked out. It actually worked out better because we fought less when that happened, because he knew he was probably going to get hit in the face.
Yeah, he's got to think twice about that. There's some respect earned.
I thought you put up a hell of a stand last week when Brian was trying to give away all your secrets.
I wish you had just told him to F off, really.
Oh, yeah, man, it's all love, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
I had to wear that one all week.
Yeah, I wore it all week. I left and I felt kind of bad, but I was like, what? Man, it's good for the spirit.
You're all good.
Yeah, it's great. Radio.
I loved it. I just felt like I just got hit between the lip and the nose a little bit. Yeah, I wore it. People are going, hey, what happened to linebacker of the Cowboys hit me in the face pretty hard? You know.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. Give him hell Monday night. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, appreciate it. Take it easy.
There he goes. Eric Kendricks, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, when we come back, it's time to hit the expressway. We'll take you commercial free to the top, get you up to speed on everything that's been breaking throughout your broadcast afternoon here on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Yeah, buddy, it's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander's coming up here at 5:40. A lot of text liking that Eric Kendricks. Well, he is he's something. I think he could definitely be a great TV analyst or, you know, talk show host, whatever he wants to do. Talented broadcaster, talented dude. And he joins us every Thursday at 5 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. It's everything developing throughout your broadcast day is what we get into at the top of the expressway every afternoon. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And, of course, the expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. Late one on NBA TV tonight. What's that?
I do a lot of wool chives. I thought I was talking in his ear. I didn't realize. Oh,
the 5 o'clock football hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football. I was just kind of waiting for an opening and just to slide that in there, but that worked. We just do that every time, Lucius.
Yeah, got you, bro.
You got it. Yes, sir. Football it up here in this 5 o'clock hour. Jazz and Mavs tonight. This one in Utah. We've had a problem with this team for years, Brian, and I know it's bothered you a lot.
0-3.
0-3 what?
They've lost the last three in Utah.
Okay. I did not know specifically that stat. I was just going to bring up the crazy bad losses that we've seen this team incur. And at the end of the year, you're adding them up. You're like, man, if we just hadn't lost to this crap team, we'd be the two seed.
Oh, no. We've seen some.
Do you think
those
that could bite them tonight again? They're not going to lose to this Jazz team, are they?
No.
They're desperate. They need a win bad. They're coming in hungry tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, they took the opportunity to kind of catch themselves after the game. And that was really an emotional game for Clay going back. And I think the Mavs did a good job of handling, other than the last. I mean, they were up.
Yeah.
They were up with like three, you know, with 3:50 left in the game. They were up and they were on their way to maybe, you know, getting one more shot and burying Golden State. And they just couldn't get it done. So just kind of talking some people over there. They were able to kind of rally, get past, you know, Clay being there at Golden State and that whole what he had to go through. And, you know, hopefully they'll focus in on Utah and get a win, get back home and kind of get this thing going the right way again.
I'd love to know if anybody over there thinks that Luka's cardiovascular condition is the reason that the team's not finishing well late. That turnover, that's fatigue. Yeah. Missing shots is often due to fatigue. Yeah. And I think Luka has done a better job. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the progress. I think he's done a good job maybe curtailing his dietary habits in a way that can keep his weight down. Yeah. But you can be at 8% body fat, but if you have not been grinding, building up your ability to to breathe while doing excessive cardio for 2.5 hours, it's going to show. And I feel like it is showing. Okay, Cowboys practice report, very populated. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're 3-6.
Carson and Bland both DNP. Now, we have been told we don't have to give up on the idea of Bland returning. There hasn't been a re-break.
No.
They're just waiting for him to start being able to.
Yeah, that's the problem. They were trying to get there. Like, that Thursday practice, he had a lot of pain in his foot. And
can't cut.
And they're working to get it down.
This is starting to seem like one of those deals where they're like, we didn't see it on the initial test, but there's actually a hairline fracture here. I'm sure they've reviewed it and doubled and tripled it up and everything. Yeah. But man, these feet fractures that players go through can be absolutely devastating to their availability and can be very, very tricky to recover from. So you're without two corners again. Jake Ferguson, DNP at tight end. Oof. Yeah, DNPs for Jordan Lewis, Hunter Lipke, Zach Martin, Dak Prescott, of course, Nick Vigil, and a number of guys limited. Tyler Smith limited, Chuma Udoga limited as well, and then a bunch of other guys who have been injured but are now listed as a full. So it's walking wounded once again. I think you're looking at a situation until further notice going into these games that the Cowboys need an everything go right game. You need a pick six, you need a special teams touchdown, and
yeah, they've got the extra day too to kind of play with. So if some of these guys are kind of like a little bit questionable injury wise, health, that they can take an extra day to kind of not, maybe tomorrow's practice will be more like what you're, looking at for a Wednesday.
Well, because today would kind of be their Wednesday, right? So this would be their veteran day off.
Right, right, yeah.
Let me check here real quick. 817, Luka, Kyrie, and PJ all listed as game time decisions. Have you heard anything else about those guys?
Let me ask.
I just looked. I haven't seen anything posted yet by the Mavs.
Okay, I'll jump around my spots as well. Last I saw, PJ Washington was doubtful yesterday, so that would be amazing if you're looking at a game time decision and it's possible that he can get in the mix. And it would, yes, if Luka and Kyrie can't play, now you're talking about an even matchup. The Utah Jazz do have the kind of players that can, play with you for sure. And then if you don't have any star players, then you're just, it's guys like, John Collins, a number of Colin Sexton, type players. Markkanen can light you up.
Those Maverick killers. Like John Collins has been a Maverick killer. So has Lauri Markkanen. There's a couple of sneaky players on that Utah team that it wouldn't shock me if they had a big night. But I think the Mavs will take care of business.
Jordan Clarkson, the most average but entertaining player in the NBA. I think he brings the energy. He's got some of that Lance Stephenson to his game in a lot of ways. The best Cowboy story today is Mike McCarthy saying the priority is to get Rico Dowdle the ball more. It's embarrassing because it's something that I think fans and media have been talking about for a couple of months. But maybe the real embarrassing thing is that it's not Mike McCarthy's decision, and that's tough. What context do you put that in? Like, it's not Mike McCarthy's decision who starts at running back. The guy that he's wanted maybe for 2 months, who's getting over 4.5 an attempt, 5.2 over the last two games, and we're trying to get names in there like Zeke. I think it's tough and it sucks. I think as a result, a lot of people would say the Cowboys will never win a championship with Jerry Jones because of this. And I don't know if I agree with that. I could see it happening, right? The just kind of how close they were from 2014 to 2023. And I'm not trying to cape for Jerry, but I do want to be fair. They could win, right?
No, they can't.
They can't win.
No.
Wolchuk?
30 years. How much more do you need? They haven't even made the Final Four. Have they been close?
No.
You don't make the Final Four in your profession. You're not close. So they haven't been close. in the almost 30 years of them doing it this way.
Well, they almost beat the Niners in like 2021 when Dak ran on the final play of the game.
It was,
that was kind of close.
Kind of close, yeah. Like the Dez, like there's always something, though.
Yeah.
There's always something. And I think I'll take the almost three decades of no, this isn't going to work, to trying to pretend like maybe if you, and that's the world they're living in. You get into the tournament, maybe the ball bounces your way. I've never seen that happen for them. And I don't think that's a great way to operate. It's proven to be a failure one.
You know, I think you get linebackers to stay healthy. Like if you'd had Sean Lee and Rolando McClain, if Romo can field that snap, there has been some bad luck factor to it, right? At least a little bit of bad luck.
A lot of ifs.
You would have to maybe nail a couple of draft classes. You would have to have Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks have a bigger impact than they were able to have. But, you know, and again, I don't want to excuse Jerry's negligence here in some ways and say, no, we should believe in this guy. Trust me, it's not that. I just think it is somewhat possible in the layers of probabilities. Anything is possible. You know, you get into a year where there is no Niners in 21 or 22. Maybe there's no Niners. Now we actually have a path that's, you know, doesn't have a physical team running a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Yeah, but I think you see even like this year, the Niners are down, but there's still the Lions.
Yeah.
Like that, there are still teams that are out here that are
down. It's been a bad NFC. It's been a terrible division, and they haven't been able to take advantage of it. And now your division seems like at least you got two teams for the foreseeable future that are going to be tough out since Washington finally found a quarterback.
Yeah. And I just don't know that you're ever going to be able to get the right coach in here, because I don't know if the right coach is ever going to want to be here. And that's part of the problem that they've had over this 30-year stretch. I mean, other than Bill Parcells, they haven't really had anybody.
Yeah, and
that's
they're not going to build the kind of roster that you could have a coach like Doug Peterson, you know, go all the way, or you know, a coach who maybe isn't excellent and you know, cutting edge, but is just good enough. I think that's kind of the category I put Mike McCarthy in right now. But I do think there is some truth to we won 12 games in a row, we were close. I think that, you know, the biggest thing is the quality of your quarterback. You know, you try to do it with Romo and Dak so far. That's pretty much been your franchise quarterbacks post Troy Aikman. And in order to win with those kind of quarterbacks, I think you need the kind of team like the Eagles had when Nick Foles did it, or the Niners got there with Jimmy Garoppolo. There's multiple blueprints out there to win, whether you want to try to get a Patrick Mahomes style quarterback or you want to do it with lesser. But the Cowboys are marching to the beat of their own drum. The NFL Combine is going to remain in Indianapolis in 2026, continuing a partnership that's been successful for nearly four decades, Brian.
It's great news.
You don't want it to come to the Star or anything?
You know what?
Convenient.
It would be very convenient for Assault. They just don't have... Boy, they're going to kill me for saying this.
Oh, no, don't say it then.
Well, to me, it would have to... There's so many things involved with the hospital there, the hotel rooms, the ability, all the restaurant. I mean, it's just so... Everybody's within like a 2-mile area of each other. I mean, it's everything.
We can't get a hospital up there in Frisco?
Well, they do have Baylor Scott and White.
Some beautiful hotels.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. But everybody, it's all walking. It's all, everybody, you fly in there and you get transported to the city, and then everybody walks and you do everything. Everything is centrally located. Here, they would be driving around. You'd probably have team stand, you know, away from that. I mean, it's really convenient the way it's all set up there. Me personally, as much as I would love to see Jerry and them get to host it, Indianapolis is still the best place.
A lot of business to be done. Something to be said for the continuity, the familiarity of everybody working there. So the Colts will have it for at least, what is this, 2 more years? And maybe we'll take a look at, you know, having a traveling a combine party the way they're doing the traveling draft, but not quite yet. Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper expressing optimism about his ability to play in Sunday's significant AFC clash against the Kansas City Chiefs. Asked Thursday whether he thinks he's heading towards playing on Sunday. That's a 3:25 kickoff on CBS. Cooper said, yes, I do. So that's a fun one, is it? Is that game of the year so far, Bills and Chiefs?
Man, I think, I think it might be.
Juicy,
it might be. It's a huge one, especially with the Chiefs being undefeated and their dogs, their road dogs. And Patrick Mahomes is 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog in his career with 11 outright wins.
Holy cow.
Billy Barnwell today did a big piece on the Chiefs. I don't know if you guys got to see it, but in there was the question, is this the worst 9-0 team we'd ever seen?
No.
And some of
we saw the
metrics,
Steelers, didn't we? Didn't we see the Steelers a few years ago? We were like 10 or 11-0, and we knew the whole time they were.
Oh,
just
the Roethlisberger second to last year, or something
have
like that.
Crazy year where they went pretty late into the season. Yeah,
yeah. And I don't think Bill concluded that it was, but it's not too far off as far as some of their early down efficiencies. I think they're 18th in the NFL in first down.
Yeah,
you know they're dominating on third down and fourth down and, you know, making it happen and making big plays in the fourth quarter. And, you know,
and great defense.
Yes.
Like we can't understate their defense.
No, tremendous defense.
Yeah.
I got some update on about the Kyrie and Luke and all. They don't know their status yet. They're kind of working through some things right now. So there's a chance that Washington and Kyrie and Luke, you know, we're just waiting. They're waiting to hear how that's going to.
Pop up? This kind of seems like one of those games where maybe they'd been targeting load management.
If
you're looking at the schedule, you're like, we can beat the Jazz without our guys.
That's what I think. I'm going to circle back with that question on a couple of my guys there, but
okay.
they don't know yet about that. They're kind of still talking about it, is what I was told.
They're off tomorrow. They'll host the Spurs on Saturday at 7:30 and the Thunder in OKC on Sunday. So maybe they're thinking, dude, we need to win these games here coming up this weekend. And if we can get through Utah without them, then we'd be fresh. And that'd be amazing if they could. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill said he may undergo surgery on a wrist injury that limited him at practice, but any procedure will wait until after the 2024 season. Said, at the end of the day, I just got to suck it up and deal with the pain. So Cheetah's going to be running around out there injured. Don't be surprised if he has a dropski.
I'll tell you what, they were playing Monday night we saw, right? And I was watching him warm up, and everybody from the Dolphins was out there watching him, and he was catching the ball. It didn't look right. Hmm. You know, it looked like that he was kind of struggling with that a little bit.
Looked like Terrence Williams trying to catch it.
Yeah, a little body catching going on there.
Florida State quarterback pledge Trammell Jones pulls his commitment from the Noles today.
Oh.
The sixth departure from Mike Norvell's 2025 class amid the program's 1-9 start.
Yeah.
Wow. 6-foot, 190-pound passer from Jacksonville, Florida, ESPN's ninth-rate dual-threat quarterback prospect in the 2025 cycle, and it's him and a half dozen other guys who are just like, yeah, we're not going here, dude.
Yeah, I saw a report where my quarterback at LSU, our commit, the number one guy in the country, evidently Michigan's offering him 10.5 mil.
Yeah, over 4 years.
Yeah, to go to Michigan. And I think this all stems from Dave Portnoy. He's an alum from Michigan, and he's trying to get involved and help them with that.
Putting money together, trying to get the guys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know if you pay attention that much to college football recruiting anymore because it's so much is going to change year to year. Just let me know who the team is at fall camp.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. I don't know if you know an answer or not, but I heard some people say that the college bowl game season won't mean anything anymore, that teams might not go to bowl games.
Yeah, we saw that last year it started.
Just that they said, you know what, we got to worry about the transfer portal. We don't have time to deal with a bowl game and all that. It used to be that you could kind of take the bowl game and get ready for next year. And now teams are like, listen, if we're not in the playoffs, why go to a bowl game? You know, we got to figure out what went wrong and start to recruit, start to the transfer portal, all that stuff.
Got to write a bigger check if you want us.
Yeah. Some of these teams might just say, you know, we're not going to go to bowl games. You think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's probably a good thing.
What is ESPN going to do for their television stuff in the holidays, though?
Yeah.
Just do studio shows talking about the playoffs.
They just go to the 5-win teams. They go to with the best academic record. Like, that's how a lot of those teams end up. They'll find, like, oh, who's the next team that we can ask and invite? Some team will go.
Yeah.
But you will get more that
but
are
I wonder
out.
If more teams...
I wonder if the sponsors will bail on it. And
see,
then
that's what that's what I'm asking right there, because if you don't have the inventory of the Sun Bowl or the bowl game down in the Alamo Bowl, the Valero Bowl, if you don't have the inventory, how do you have the sponsors?
Well, they'd probably then just expand the playoff.
And there you go.
Those games would be
it's our NCAA tournament
games. Yeah.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has an edition of LA Live.
Hey, at the end of the day got to end. You know what I mean?
One
Shout
way or another.
Glow for that one right there.
I got always caught up looking at L. Duncan on television when you guys were doing all that talking.
Yeah.
It's really amazing at some point. That is a really talented broadcaster right there, old L. Duncan. My God.
They got her at the right time spot, too.
Yeah, she was on the other day during Stephen A. Smith's show.
Oh.
I know this because I was on the step machine. I looked up and I said, well, I'll be damned. I guess I'll be on the step machine all day. I'm not getting
motivation.
Up. Yeah, she's motivating. And what is that? Sports Center AM? Yeah. I believe her name is like Kelsey Riggs or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Blonde?
Boy, come on, fam. Talented broadcaster, man. Keep you focused and motivated. Also, the Hornets. The Hornets have won.
Oh.
Yeah, look, y'all just halfway listening. She's like a sideline reporter for the Hornets. Her name was like Ashley something. She bad. She's bad as hell, too, bro.
Looking her up.
Yeah. Very talented broadcasters out here.
Yeah, yeah, very talented.
On the Ladies Night edition of LA Live, let's get into it right after the great Rick James. I just sound all thirsty.
All right, you squares.
Never gonna confess again. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Yeah. Everybody get high.
What did you come here for? What did you come down here for? Tell me.
To get delivered more.
Get delivered
more.
Do you believe that the Lord tonight has set you free?
Yes, sir.
This is...
Turn around and tell those people.
Tell them.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
Bro.
I don't like men no more. I said I like women.
Yeah.
Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not
carry a purse.
I would not put on makeup. I will love
a women.
A woman.
This is LA Live for Thursday, November 14th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition here of LA Live. One time for the ladies, always for the ladies. Shout out to our Tolo lady listeners.
Salute.
They're rare, but they are there. Yes, sir.
We'll stand at attention for y'all.
My God.
You're going to hell, Shonda, because you're a hoe.
That's a little too much there, Dawson.
I think it's Jen Hale, Lucius. Is that the Pelicans?
No.
Sideline reporter?
No, it's Ashley. She's got a Ashley Shaw Amandi. I think it's how you say her name.
Yeah.
Is it Ashley Shaw Amandi?
Yeah.
Yeah. She works at Bally Sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bally Sports.
Bally Sports. Bally Sports.
Bollywood Sports. I hear you, brother. That funny slip came on. That funny slip, bro. Hey, speaking of ladies on a ladies' night, did y'all see that little lady interviewing Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Bro. This might be the new greatest Tyson interaction of all time.
Yeah, man. Look. All right, maybe I should just let you hear it first before I say what it looks like, but just imagine that that meme, that shell-shocked soldier meme.
Oh.
That's what I picture. After Mike, you know, goes into his mic bag. This little lady name is Jazzy's World TV. She is 14 years old. She is from Brooklyn, just like Mike Tyson right there. She has interviewed a lot of celebrities out here, Whoopi Goldberg, Kendrick Lamar, all types of people, man. But she will never forget this interview right here with Mike Tyson, bro. Listen to this.
Your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. Yes. Absolutely nothing.
With dust.
Yes. Our legacy is nothing.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
She handled it well.
We're going to be dying. We're going to be nothing. We're going to be dust. We're just dust.
You think you lead the devil around with that?
Even you. You're already dead. You're already dead.
Something that I have not heard before someone say that as an answer.
Yeah, I bet you. Hold on. Let me get back. I want to get back to Mike. Hold on.
With a big ego, so I'm a die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. I'm no, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before. Someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, "I want my legacy to be this way"? When you're dead, why do you want somebody? Do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me?
This little girl, bro.
Can you imagine?
This little girl, bro.
14 years old.
Oh my God, Mike.
She stayed in the pocket and she was composed.
Oh man, the response was epic. But who thought that that was ever a good idea?
He's off the meds, bro. Yeah. This is the confirmation we needed.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. This is even more proof that this dude is locked in right now.
Cares about legacy. I don't care about legacy. Well, I'm dead with dust. Don't love her.
God, bro.
Yes.
What a weird.
He thought she was older.
You look like an old soul.
You know who you are.
You can relate to this, can't you?
You've been here before. I can sense it on you. You've been here before.
Mike is a wild boy, man. Hey. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. Have you guys ever heard of a trad wife? Trad, like traditional wife.
Oh, I've just been, in the last few weeks, I've learned what that was.
Uneducated on this.
I just learned it today from this girl named Alyssa D. Her husband is now just made her a trad wife, in a sense, a traditional wife. Says her husband pays her per week to cook and clean. He pays her per week to cook and clean.
Oh.
I'll be all the way down with that. I'll do for it, because I just need some help with the cleaning part. I can cook on my own. Just help me clean. Oh, my God. I'm working uphill every single day. This girl's never even seen a mess. Walk right by it. You know, you do the thing where you say, I'm going to just leave this right here. See how long it sits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's longer than me. She can hold me out.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier as I was cleaning our bathroom. I am not a really tidy person, right? So I would need somebody to balance me out in the relationship. Unfortunately, my alarm goes off before hers. Like, man, something needs to change here. You know, let's get this cleaned up. Too much clutter.
This is way too
He's
much
like,
going on.
I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
So nasty, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely the nasty one at my place. I know my wife leaves stuff around just to see how long it'll take. And I just don't see it.
You don't could be there for 3 years.
I could step right on it, and I have no idea I'm stepping on a shirt that's been there for 3 weeks.
I don't know what it is, bro.
I don't either.
What's going on with you?
I feel bad. I tell her all the time. Like, I am.
At least you can admit it.
There's nothing wrong with you. You're a man. You have problems to solve. Take care of the family. Yeah. You know, you're distracted.
Yeah. You don't see it. Just do it. Just do it. I don't want to have to ask you to do it. Just do it.
How are you walking around like not thinking about anything important? You know, that'd be my question back. Like, I got stuff going on here. I can't be thinking about the socks.
I hear you.
The socks.
I hear you, bro.
Why is it always the socks?
Well, anyway, she says, my husband employs me to take care of the home. It's the best job I've ever had. The professional homemaker is paid $100 a week for her job.
It's not very much.
It's not very much at all.
No.
And I Googled up old Alyssa D, and I was like, boy, he's out kicking his coverage, and he's doing $200. I mean, $100, I'll match you with two. $250, fam. I'll scoop your girl up like a round ball, bro. And I clean up after myself. Paying to stay around the crib.
She's underpaid. Yeah, you can't get out of Target these days for under $100.
Come on now.
No.
She says the $100 a week is for snacks and coffee, along with an occasional shopping excursion. Right here is what's up.
That's just her fun money. Then.
That's her fun money.
She's still buying groceries and using all his money to do all the other crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
She's getting work still.
She's getting worked.
She's absolutely getting worked.
Bro, if you seen him and you seen her, you'd be like, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Really?
Get out of there, girl. Yeah. Get out. I'm hating, but you know here. The husband says we got rid of all of the credit cards and we opened up new credit cards under my account, so now we can see all of her purchases.
I like that. Eye in the sky don't lie.
Oh. Yeah, you're mad at that. But yeah, I would love for somebody to help me clean up around this. She's never seen a mess. Never seen it. Just walk right past you. Just be so comfortable.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my Lord. How about this one? There's a cruise line out here offering a 4-year escape from Trump's presidency. Villa V.
Okay.
Recently introduced a skip forward cruise as a part of its Tour La Vie program.
Around the world?
Yeah, you're going around the world. Yeah. You're going to go see all 7 continents for 4 years. I'm not going on a 4-year cruise.
No,
no
way,
I'm not going on a 4-year
Four
cruise.
4 days,
no.
Maybe.
I'm not going.
That's crazy.
No, yeah, that's way too long.
People signing up for this thing?
I don't know. They also have an escape from reality package, which is just 1 year. You have the midterm selection package, which is 2 years.
The midterm selection.
Come back for the midterms. And there's an everything but home package, which is 3 years.
I like the breakdown.
Yeah, that's a little extreme, bro.
How much?
It didn't say. It wants you to click the link and go on there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious because I...
Around the world, that's a hell of a trip, but 4 years.
I was thinking how many miles you'd have to use. Like somebody... There's people that have traveled, you know, 3 million mile flyers and stuff like that. And I think that around the world package is like 500,000 miles.
Good God.
Yeah. So I was just curious how much that would cost you to go be gone 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke said he doesn't have 4 years.
Oh. He's almost 100, isn't he?
He's 98 years old. Dick Van Dyke out there dancing with the penguins and all that other stuff.
He still moves quite well.
Yeah,
he's not. I mean, flexibility's good.
TMZ, the messy zone, caught up with Dick Van Dyke out there. Listen to what he said about the Trump stuff.
Hello, Dick Van Dyke. How are you guys?
Great.
Does the future look bright for America?
The what? Does the future look bright for America?
I hope you're right.
Do you think Donald Trump is capable of making America great again?
Fortunately, I won't be around to experience the 4 years.
Yeah, you will. You look amazing.
Jeez.
Bye-bye.
That is dark, Dick.
Yeah. <He's> You get real comfortable with that kind of stuff late in the game.
God, it's pretty dark right there.
Sound like he's ready to go. No, but he's
probably been saying it for 20 years.
Yeah. You know? He looks great. I mean, you see him at awards things and stuff. He's walking the red carpet. I mean, he's moving around, dancing. I mean,
doesn't he have that perma smile going though? That old man, like, he's a little werewolfy.
His face is a little.
Yeah. Well, he's got like kind of a bad beard.
Yeah,
he's got like a bad beard.
He looks disheveled.
He's probably like a bad Botox.
Smile, bro.
Yeah.
Not the old man perma smile. Yeah. You are wildin'. Yeah, well. Yo, Dick, man. I had that for the ladies tonight on the ladies' night. Dick Van Dyke. I was I'm getting both sides right there.
Take care of them.
Yeah. Covered all my bases right there. 13 Louisville police officers have been disciplined for a botched prostitution sting.
Uh-oh. They botched it?
Yeah, they botched 12 dozen cases.
Whoa.
Yeah, 12. I mean, no, 2 dozen. Sorry. Okay.
12 dozen. That's a lot of dozens.
It's a lot of dozens. 2 dozen cases. Police chief has fired 3 officers and suspended 7 for alleged misconduct. Let's see right here. It was an undercover sting operation on massage parlors. And the cops were doing a little too much with the alleged sex workers.
Yeah. They said, how about we just forget about this altogether, Mr. Officer?
Maybe just going a little too far. I mean? You know, all you needed was just a little bit of evidence so you can say, hey, I got you.
Right. Yeah.
But they were going a little too far.
They were going hands-on.
Yeah, she definitely did it.
Yeah, she definitely.
Need a cigarette.
I can tell you from experience.
Yeah.
Bill, how's the case going? I don't know. It's a couple more weeks, I think.
Yeah.
You going to wrap this thing up? No, it's going to take a while, I think.
There's some evidence in that room.
Yeah, trying to get some stuff taken care of.
Honey, how is that undercover sting going, honey? That's really sad right now because now it's all out of here. We know what's really going on. Let's go to FAA TV for the report right here.
New documents show graphic details of misconduct and supervisors punished for allowing incriminating reports to be changed.
We got off the rails on how that was supposed to be done.
8 undercover officers show did not break contact as suspected prostitutes touched their naked bodies.
Prostitution occurs when there is an agreement to exchange a fee for a sexual act.
Chief Brooke Rollins says the officers went beyond making an agreement, with contact continuing in one case for 5 minutes, another 20 minutes after the officers had probable cause. In one termination letter, an officer is accused of recruiting others to go undercover.
It's the best job ever,
this
dude.
Is so good, guys.
Dude.
You need to get in on this.
Dude. You never believe what we are doing, dog. What you got going on Thursday, yeah. man?
Mm-hmm. I got morale pull was sky high at the office. Yeah, yeah.
You need some overtime?
Wow.
You get paid and laid.
You get paid and laid.
Yeah.
No better job.
This is right here, huh? This is Louisville?
This is Louisville, bro.
Man, crazy.
Shout out to the Louisville PD. They ain't mad at you. I get it.
Fighting farmers.
The city of Louisville would give them the money, and they could get sexual contact, quote, as part.
Oh, they were getting per diem for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
We'll give you the money.
Talk about double dipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some yoni bucks. Some booty bucks.
Yeah, go get yourself a yoni.
Yeah.
Of the investigation, the chief fired three and suspended seven officers without pay, most for 1 or 2 days.
Loose lips sink ships.
I hope none of those officers were married.
Yeah. So they said suspended without pay for most 1 or 2 days?
Yeah.
Slap on the wrist.
You thinking worth it?
No. Definitely not, Will Chuck. That's disgusting.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've been chewed out before. Can't wait for my next undercover mission.
Yeah, I can take this. Don't worry about it.
We're going to suspend you for 2 days. Suspend you for 2 days.
Heard a lot of compel we're going to start off with here, boys.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, dog. Speaking of prosies and everything, I say that respectfully. Working girls, sex workers, whatever you want to call yourself, I do respect your game out here. Now, this fool right here does not respect your game. He went to go visit this this lady of the night, this worker. After they did the deed, he got slick and decided he was going to take $200 that he seen laying around.
No.
Fool dipped out the door real fast, forgot his phone.
Oh! Trade back?
Yeah, you already know, bro. So now you copping pleas at the door, and the Ring camera catches it all.
I'm telling you, just give me my phone. I'm married. I'm not going to have a problem for $250. Just give me the phone. Yeah. I'm telling you, just give me my phone. Listen, sweetheart, I'm married.
Listen,
I'm not
sweetheart.
Gonna have a problem for $250. Give me the phones, take your money, and everybody walks away. Listen, I'm serious. You're starting to piss me off. Just give me my phone.
I just need my money back.
Yeah, I'm going to get, I swear on my kid's life, on my kid's eyes, I'm going to give you the money. Just give me the phone. Just give me the phone. Listen, I'll give you half of it now. I'll give you. No, because I don't have a guarantee you can open the door.
Door. You're not going to open the
door,
sir.
You're the thief here.
My kid's eyes.
I'll put that on my kid's eyes. Please. Just give me the phone. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back to the ATM and double it.
Yeah. Yeah, to bring some money back around. I'm sorry about that. Please don't answer the phone. My wife calls, too. All right, I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holler.
Salute. There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the nation. Cody Stutes covers the Houston Texans at Houston Football, and he's going to join us. We'll go across enemy lines next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.